Welcome to Linux in the Shell, Episode 9, W Command. My name is Dan Washko, I'll be your host, and before I begin, I'd like to thank Hacker Public Radio again for supporting the show and hosting the show, and I'd like to remind you that if you have not already visited the website, please do so at your earliest convenience for the full write-up of the W Command and the corresponding example video. Alright, the W command. What the W command does is essentially displays information about the users that are currently logged onto the machine and their processes. It displays it in two separate sections. Well, the first section is a header information, and that tells general system information, like the current time. It also shows the uptime, how many users are logged in, and then the CPU load average. Now I'm going to come back to the CPU load average because that's very important. And it's pretty much the reason why I chose the W command for this episode. So in conjunction with that, after the header information, you have the body of the W command, which is a list of all the users that are logged into the system and some corresponding information. Now each line on the body of the W command lists the user, where they're logged in from, their TTY, whether they're on a TTY 1, 2, or 3, or on a PTS. There's also the time that they are logged in at, and how long they have been idle, if they are idle, in minutes or hours and seconds. Then there's JCPU, which means the time that is used by all processes attached to the TTY that they're logged into. And then there's PCPU, which is just the time used by the current processes that are executed by that user at that moment, and then a line that says what process that the user is currently running, or what is running at the moment, or the last process. Now, the W command takes a few options. There's a dash H or dash dash no dash header, which omits printing the header. Then there's the dash S or the dash dash short, which uses the short format, and it does not print the login time, the JCPU or the PCPU times. And then there's the dash F or the dash dash from, which toggles printing the from remote host name field. Now, by default, chances are your version of W is compiled without showing the from, which is where they're logged in from. And if you choose the dash F option when you execute it, it will put in an extra column between TTY and login, which will say from where. So if they're logged into the local host, it will show, chances are, show nothing. Or if it's they're in an X session and they have like a terminal window open, it will probably it'll show their X session and the display that they're logged in from. So more than likely it'll be 0.0 that's coming from. If it's a remote session, it would show from the host that they are logged in from, either the host name or the IP address. Now, there's the old style dash O or dash dash old dash style output, which prints blank spaces for idle times less than 1 minute. And then finally, you can choose to display just specific information on a single user by typing W and the username, and it'll show only those that user that's logged in and the corresponding information. So to step back a second and just understand a little difference between JCPU and PCPU, what JCPU offers is the time used by all the processes attached to the TTY. So any process that's running currently by that TTY might not be the current process that is being displayed, but any processes that are running for that TTY will be able to display the CPU time for that JCPU session. So, for instance, I have a process running called XInit on my X session that I started X with, and that's showing that it's been idle for 17 hours and 21 minutes. Total JCPU CPU time that's been utilized by it is 7 minutes and 46 seconds. So that's the total of all the running processes of CPU time. And then PCPU, which is the time used by the current process named in the what field. So X init, like right now, is pretty much lying dormant. So it's not using any PCPU cycles at the moment. So that's what that basically displays. So that's the difference between the two. But the big thing I wanted to talk about was load average. And load average is not only shown by the W command, but it's also shown by a very helpful command called top. And I wanted to cover load average in W because it gives me a little bit of time to do that, whereas trying to cover it in top, there's a whole lot of stuff to cover in top. It just makes it a little more convenient. So a little foreshadowing, expect a show about top in the very near future, if not maybe the next show. I haven't decided yet. But what load average is, it's, you will see three values up there. It's the CPU load average of the past minute, the past 5 minutes, and the past 15 minutes. And that's not a percentage of CPU usage time. It's load average over a minute. Now, if you think about CPU usage, and you can say, well, CPU has one state. It's either being used or not. So it's either 0 or 100% usage. But what load average means over the period of 1 minute, 5 minutes, and 15 minutes, it's how much the processor is being used and how many processes are waiting for the CPU over that past minute so that it to be able to be processed by the CPU. If you read a lot about this, the common analogy is a highway or a traffic pattern, where the CPU is a highway and an on-ramp is the processes waiting to be processed by the CPU. So if your on-ramp is empty, okay, that means the CPU is handling the processes as they come in without any overhead. So it's running just fine. Your system is not under any significant load. But if all the processes that come in are in the highway, on the highway lanes, there's nobody waiting, but the highway's filled up with all your processes, that means that the CPU is running at full bore. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, so to speak. It just means that your CPU is perfectly suited to handle all the processes that are coming in and, you know, relatively no more. Nobody's waiting, but it's running full bore. Okay, so what you would see in that case under load average is a 1 for that process. So if the CPU is running, load average is a 1, that means that CPU is handling all the processes, and there are no processes waiting, but it's constantly running. Then anything above 1 means that processes are still starting to back up on that on-ramp. So the highway's full, and the CPU is processing all this stuff, and there's a backup on the on-ramp, so they're starting to get a little traffic backup. And that's when your load average is going to start to increase beyond 1. To look at it a different way, you can look at it like in a percentage, that let's say your load average is 0.50. That means your system, your CPU, is capable of handling twice the amount of load that you currently have on it. So you're only utilizing about half the CPU processing power. Now, if it is at 1, that means you're utilizing 100% of the CPU processing power. And if the load average goes to, say, 2, that means you're using twice as much processing power. You'd need twice as much processing power to handle the load. So you really need to think about your system. And now those are rough estimates, and it's not exactly a 1-to-1 ratio, but that is kind of a way to look at it. So what you have to bear in mind, not just these values, but the values over the periods of time from 1 to 5 and 15 minutes. Because just looking at one value is not indicative of the common load on the system. And be aware of what you're doing on the system. If you're running your system, and not doing anything on it or just doing normal activities, and you pop over there to look at your load averages and you see numbers between 50 and 1.2, you might want to start observing what's going on. Whereas if you're under like 0.70, that's a pretty good indication that your system's not being taxed at all. Now, if you're normally under 0.70 and you start compiling a program or you're playing a game, and for a couple of, you know, for the minute load average, you spike up to maybe 1.5 or 2, but then it drops back down, you don't notice that same level of spike in the 5 and 15 minutes. You're not necessarily taxing your system. It just means that when you're, you know, that application started up, it put a load on your system, and things went back to normal, and it was able to handle things on a regular basis that you were throwing at it. But be aware of those numbers if you're wanting to observe your system performance and determine whether what you're doing with your system, you have at least the processing power to perform whatever it is that you need to do. Now, it's not just a one-to-one ratio here of percentages. Well, be in mind that if you are on a multiprocessor or on a dual-core or a quad-core or multi-core system, the load average is not just one and above is a problem. It's essentially a value of one per processor. So if you're on a dual core system like this laptop I have right here is, and this is currently showing me a load average of 0.93 for the past minute, 0.87 for the past 5 minutes, and 0.80 for the past 15 minutes. Now, I had said you probably want to be careful if your load average goes above 0.7 and start observing what's going on. Well, this is a dual core system, so there's essentially two processors in here. And when you two processors means you got to double those load average values. So a value of 2 in a dual core processor system means that both processors are being utilized at 100%. Instead of it being 1, it's a value of 2. So you would want to be alarmed at what's going on in your system when you reach roughly something like 1.7 instead of 0.7. In a quad-core processing system, you have 4, so a value of 2 or 3 is not necessarily a significant load on the system. But when you get to value of 4, that means all 4 cores are being utilized to 100% of their capacity, and it really can't take on any more load without there being processes having to wait. So again, load averages scale up with the number of CPUs or cores that you have on the system, so adjust accordingly. So as an example, at work, we were load testing a new application, and whether it was the system that we had for it was adequate, and whether there were any runaway processes, memory problems or anything going on with this application, when we fired it up, it skyrocketed, showing a load average between 5 and 13. Now, this was on a 8-processor system. So between 5 and 7 is not necessarily bad, but you might want to keep an eye on that. If the normal load is between 5 and 7, if you would get an excess load on that system, you probably tax the system, and that's what happened when it went to 13 and above. That means that system, what load that we were putting on that, was exceeding the full load of the system by almost twice as much. So it was almost 1.5 times beyond the load capacity of the system. And as it grew, when it reached 16, that means that twice the load that the CPU can process was being put on the system. So that's load average and kind of in a nutshell what it means. If you're still a little confused about that, I have some great, I won't say the write-up I did on it, it's great, but there's some really great resources in the bibliography on the website that really break this down the equations and stuff like that from the Linux Journal side of things. It's a really good article. So that's it right there. So just remember, W command shows a snapshot of the system and the header, And then it shows all the people that are logged in into the system and what processes they're running and how much they're utilizing the CPU at that time. Load average is really what I want you to take away from this, because when we cover top, that's going to be an important metric. My name is Dan. Thank you very much. This is Linux in a Shell. Again, I want to thank Hacker Public Radio, and I hope to see you at the next episode. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.